Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to talk about. You know, folks, in my new book, The Age of the Customer, the whole book, with one exception, is about what's happening right now, disrupting the ways you and I did business in the past for 10,000 years, the way we did business for all those years. The Age of the Customer is disrupting all, except I did that. There's one chapter in the book where I talk about things that have not changed and things that will not change. And those are our fundamentals of operating a business, starting, growing, and running, and operating, and selling a business. There are fundamentals that are not being affected by the Age of the Customer. They may be maybe a little bit, maybe some of the tools you use, or maybe the speed, the velocity of these things might be changing a little bit, but the essence of them, the fundamentals, have not changed. And one of those things that have not changed is the need for the value of business planning, especially in the area of cash flow. That has not changed. A business plan is the result of thinking, research, strategy, and reaching conclusions about how to pursue an opportunity. Whether that opportunity be, I'm going to start a business, and this is what it's going to be, or whether the opportunity is, I already own a business, and I want to get a new customer, or add a new line, whatever it may be. It may exist only in your head, this plan. It may be only in the head of the plan. But it's better if you write it down. And when I say write it down, obviously that could be either literally pen to paper, or it could be digital. You just in your computer, and you print it out every once in a while. But whether elaborate or simple, a written plan is the of facts, ideas, assumptions, and projections about the future. So here are three ways. Classic ways that people use a business plan, a written plan. One is to document the due diligence on a new business or the future of an existing one. As I said a minute ago, if all you're doing is trying to say, okay, how can I prove to myself first? How do I prove to myself that I'm the time, the energy, and the resources? Maybe everything I have. And how do I know that I'm making the right decisions? Well, one of the ways to know that is to put it down on paper, and when you get it all down and you put it together and see if it makes sense. Another way to use a business plan is to evaluate opportunities and challenges and compare them with your strengths and weaknesses. So this is where you're in business. You want to grow your business. And you're trying to find out where you've got you're weak, where you're strong. So come up with a business plan, and you say, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what needs to get there, and then you start identifying the holes, and you decide, okay, I can fill that hole, but I can't fill that one. So the deal's off. I can fill that hole. I can't fill that one. I'm going to get help filling that one. The deal's on. Whatever it takes. That's a business plan will illuminate all those for you. And then the third thing is to help you if you want to get a bank loan, or if you're courting investors. That's another way. The third way that you use a business plan. So how does a static written plan work when a business is always in motion? Well, it works when you turn your plan into planning. A plan is like a parked car. Planning is taking that car on a trip. Planning is measuring your business person against the baseline of assumptions and projections. I talked about a minute ago, those assumptions and projections that you made in your plan. Planning allows you to see how out you were when the plan was written or where your research and assumptions need work. For example, if you have a plan, you these projections, you establish these facts, these opinions that you have, you write them down. And planning is where you come back in 3 months or 6 months or and you look at what you said back then and you see, okay, I made these assumptions and they're off by 15%. So is that acceptable or should I have tightened up my assumptions a little bit? So a written business plan, my friends, often becomes collateral damage during challenging times. This is what I've found over the years, is that when it's tough, it's hard to do planning, but you can't allow planning to meet the same fate, because these things, when things slow down, that's when you have a greater need to check your position than when things are rocking and rolling. In fact, when things are really going great, that's also a time when planning takes a hit, because you think, well, why do I need to plan? I just want to fill all these orders. So planning needs to become a discipline so that you're doing it all the time. And so here's some critical steps. What I call a two-step planning activity. At the heart, the essence, this is the engine of planning. And beginning with these will help you operate your business successfully, whether things are good or bad. Good times, bad times. But especially when things are slow. First, build a 12-month cash flow spreadsheet in a program like Excel. Project and track the monthly relationship between cash collections and cash disbursements from all sources. This planning tool will provide a rolling picture of cash in any given month over a 12-month period. Folks, this is important. This is the essence of a plan. And number two, the cash flow statement, the projection. Number two, look at the ending cash number at the bottom of each month's column projection. A negative number in any month means you need to add cash, either from sales or reducing expenses, or from some other source, like a bank loan or some combination. So if you want to know how to begin with planning, the beginning, the rudimentary origin, seed, the kernel of business planning is a cash flow spreadsheet. A banker once told me, if you can only bring me one document, bring me the cash flow statement, and that'll help you get a loan more than any other document. Remember, folks, a business plan is important, but planning is essential. I'm Jim. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.